Whoopi. Can it? Bob? Sweet little Bob is the star of Bethlehem?
But we are so bright and shiny, aren't we?
And big and famous, right?
Look, the wise men, they're turning towards Bethlehem now.
Yeah, this way.
Wise men, there's your savior.
Way to go, wise men.
I think we should say way to go, Bob.
Bob, dude, that was amazing.
Yeah, how did you,
don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Thinking of others is better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being.
Wow. I think that explains how we could have qualified.
And they were right there the whole time.
I guess we should have made sure we read the whole memo, huh?
Especially when the words came from God himself.
Bob, thanks for showing us what it means to be a real star.
Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky.
Like stars in the sky!
Yeah!
Now that's star power.
I think I'm a little starstruck, Bob.
Thank you, guys, but I'm just a little star that God used to help fulfill his plan. All the glory and praise goes to him.
You're right, Bob. Come on, everyone. Let's gather round. I think we all know what to say.
And suddenly there appeared with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Merry